Hi, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Seb.
And I'm Elsie.
So, Elsie, what were we talking about yesterday?
We were talking about Guinness World Records.
Oh, yes, that's a book which is filled with records.
Yes.
Or facts about the best people at doing things.
Right.
So, who was the fastest man in the world, by the way? Do you remember that?
I think you mentioned that, right, yesterday.I remember it was a runner from Jamaica.
Yes, it was Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt, yes.
But they also had some very strange records, didn't they?
Right.
Like the heaviest pumpkin. Yeah, the heaviest pumpkin. And the person with the longest hair.
Right, right, right.
Right, so there was a story behind it. Mm-hmm. There was Sir Hugh Beaver, right? And what happened with him?
I think he got into an argument with his friend about...
Fast birds in a bar.
Yeah.
So they wanted to work out, find a way to help people check facts, check things and stop arguments from happening in bars.
Right, okay. And two researchers helped him. And
yes.
It took them a long time to check the facts and finish the first book.
Yes, they wrote a special book. So today, this book is the most sold book in the world, and we're going to find out a little bit more about it. So let's go through to day two of our article.
Guinness World Records, the book that breaks records.
Since Guinness World Records started its work, Taiwan has broken many different strange and interesting records. In 2017, for example, a rainbow shone over Shirling District, Taipei, for 9 hours. The colorful arc appeared over Chinese Culture University.It lasted longer than any other rainbow. The previous record was only 6 hours. Taiwan's culture has also broken world records. One example is the TV puppet show, Pi Li, which has over 70 seasons. It has a record for broadcasting for longer than any other show like it. What's more,Taiwan holds the record for the biggest cup of bubble tea, 680 liters. It must be great to win the award, but who could drink so much?
Word power!
Shine, 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 shone, shone.Even from far away, I see the lights of the city shining all night. Even from far away, I see the lights of the city shining all night. Colorful, colorful. Kelly went swimming in the lake and looked around at the colorful fish. Kelly went swimming in the lake.And looked around at the colorful fish. Broadcast, 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 broadcast. Every night, the TV station broadcasts the news all around the country. Every night, the TV station broadcasts the news all around the country.Leader, leader. You should drink at least 2 liters of water every day. You should drink at least 2 liters of water every day.
认识智慧
Arc Previous Puppet show.Bubble tea.
Okay, so let's get started right away. Our first line is, since Guinness World Records started its work, Taiwan has broken many different strange and interesting records. Okay, so Taiwan holds lots of different records in Guinness World Records. I wonder what kind of records they could be.
I'm curious too, but let's check this word break. Break means to break something like this, right? 就是打破。Mm-hmm. 然后我们上一集也有说过，打破记录叫做 break a record.、Mm-hmm. And after you break a record, you can set a new record.
Yes.
你可以创下一个新记录，我们就会用到 set, S-E-T 这个字。Mm-hmm. 那自从有金氏世界纪录之后啊，台湾到现在已经打破了许多奇怪有趣的记录。What、mm-hmm. are the records Taiwan has broken?
I think we're going to find out. Our next line is...In 2017, for example, a rainbow shone over Shilin District, Taipei for 9 hours. Wow, so rainbow, one of those big, colorful arcs in the sky, shone over Taipei for 9 whole hours. Shone, by the way, is the past tense of shine, which is a verb, and it is spelt S-H-I-N-E, shine. Let's take a closer look at our first word.Okay, so when something shines, it gives out lots of light or bounces light off its surface so that it is very, very bright. So the sun shines in the sky. So do the stars and the moon. Why? Because all of these things give out lots of light, and that's why we're seeing this word be used together with the word rainbow, because rainbows are actually made of colorful light.So there's another word we could also use. If something is shining, but in lots of short, bright flashes, we could say that it sparkles or it is sparkling. So think about diamonds, stars in the sky as well, when they kind of twinkle like that, they're sparkling, and gold, they all sparkle. We could also say if something is shining really, really strong, we could say that it gleams, so a very strong shine.So our example sentence for shine is, even from far away, I see the lights of the city shining all night. Even from far away, I see the lights of the city shining all night.
Shine 这个字呢，它是一个动词，代表照耀。那我们例句说啊，即使从远方，我也能够看见这座城市的灯光闪耀一整晚。那回到课文呢，2017年的时候啊，一道彩虹挂在台北士林的天空当中，长达9个小时这么久 ，9 hours.
Wow, it's such a long time.
Yes.
Right, so we're going to learn more about this special rainbow now. The article says the colorful arc.Appeared over Chinese Culture University. Chinese Culture University, that's in Yangmingshan, right?
You are right.
Yeah. I hear that's a really good place to go stargazing, actually.
Yes.
To look at the stars shining in the sky. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's another handy word we saw just in this sentence. Colorful, that's an adjective, and it's spelt C-O-L-O-R-F-U-L. Colorful. Right, let's find out a little bit more about this word. So,When something is colourful, it is, you guessed it, full of different colours. Think about the rainbow that shone over Chinese Culture University. It had reds, oranges, greens, blues, lots of different colours. That's why we use this adjective, colourful. We can also talk about colourful clothes, so clothes with a lot of colours. Well, I'm not really wearing colourful clothes today, but colourful paintings...And even colourful food. So, what other words can we use when something has lots of colours? Multicolour. Multi, this first part of the word, means lots. So, multicolour is something with lots of colours. There are lots of words we can use to describe these colours too. We can talk about bright colours, so very strong, very colourful colours. Faded colours, so ones which are very dim, very weak.Light colours, or dark colours, like my sweater. Our example sentence for colourful is, Kelly went swimming in the lake and looked around at the colourful fish. Kelly went swimming in the lake and looked around at the colourful fish.
Colorful 这个形容词呢是色彩缤纷的，那它是由 color 这个字在字尾加上 ful 组成的。那当我们看到一个形容词的字尾是 ful 的时候呢，它代表充满前面的东西，所以这边是充满色彩的，也就是色彩缤纷的。那例句说啊 ，Kelly 去湖里游泳，四处观察色彩缤纷的鱼群。Okay,
it's quite pretty, right?
Mm-hmm. So there was.Another interesting word, right?
Yes, there was.
What was it?
Arc.
Oh, arc. 这个名词呢是弧或是弧形，也就是指那一个高挂在士林空中的彩虹。It means the colorful arc, the colorful rainbow. Okay.
So yes, it says in the article, this colorful arc, it lasted longer than any other rainbow.
Really?
Wow, so that would mean it broke the record for the world's longest rainbow. So now it holds the record for the world's longest rainbow.
Yeah.
It says in the article, the previous record was only 6 hours.
Oh, so 先前的 the previous one,previous 这个形容词呢是先前的。那先前的记录是六个小时。So we broke the record.
Yes, Taipei broke the record.
Yay!
Okay, our next line is...Taiwan's culture has also broken world records. Okay, so it's not just Taiwan's beautiful nature, but it's also its interesting culture. Let's find out some of the ways it has done so. The article says, one example is the TV puppet show Pili, which has over 70 seasons. What, 70 seasons?
70.
It's a really, really long show.
It is.Puppet show 是布袋戏，那 puppet 这个字是它布袋戏上面要去操纵的人偶。那还有一个字跟它长得很像，叫做 puppy, P-U-P-P-Y, 那个是小狗的意思。
I love puppies.
I do too. 那文章说呢，台湾的文化也打破了世界纪录，霹雳布袋戏就是其中之一。那我们这边看到逗号加上 which 关系代名词。用来补充说明霹雳布袋戏已经有70个 seasons, 也就是70季那么多了。那这是一个非限定的关系子句。我们有请 Magic Box 讲师为我们做更详细的解说咯。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Did you talk to Peter, who was at the crime scene? 这一来上班了就被有同事质问是不是偷偷跑去跟那个在犯罪现场出现过的 Peter 讲过话了。对了对了，但是呢我很小心耶，我是变小过去的，一定没有人发现我。啊，什么？你说他已经逃到墨西哥了？啊，对不起，我真是个大笨蛋，但是呢我以人就是这样，积极努力就是为了要帮助大家。刚刚句子里面中间的那个 who 是什么意思呢？诶，它跟呢我们以前认识的 who 当作疑问词的使用方式很不一样哦。这个呢是叫做关系代名词的用法。关系代名词呢，顾名思义哦，它是一个代名词。但为什么说关系呢？因为哦，它还具有连接词的功能，让两个句子有关系，所以呢，我们就叫关系代名词。比方说，我说 I like the girl。The girl has beautiful eyes. OK, 这两个句子呢我们可以加 and 把它连在一起。但是如果使用关系代名词 who, I like the girl who has beautiful eyes. 这里的 who 呢不但连接了两个句子，更代替了 she. OK, 所以呢这个就是关系代名词。关系代名词的用法呢，有所谓的限定和非限定，这个很常搞混哦。但是呢，我们可以看几个句子就明白了。例如呢，我要说这些饼干很好吃 ，The cookies that you brought yesterday were delicious. 你昨天带来的饼干非常好吃 ，The cookies that.You brought yesterday were delicious. 这里呢是限定的用法，因为有饼干有好多种，百百种，可能呢是你带来的，可能呢是我去买的，或者是呢博士留在实验室的。没有限定范围的话呢，你不知道我在说哪些饼干，所以呢就是叫做关系代名词的限定用法。注意到呢，在使用限定用法的时候呢，我们用 which 代替东西， who 代替人，那这些关系代名词呢是可以用 that 来代换的。而至于非限定的用法呢，相对于限定哦，我们并不知道你讲的是什么，比方说刚刚的饼干可能是任何的饼干，那呢我们在这边呢需要用冠带来把它限定下来。所以呢非限定的用法相对于刚刚我们讲的饼干哦，非限定的用法呢就使用在你我对话者都已经知道先行词是在讲什么的时候，我们呢就可以使用非限定的用法。因为呢我们都已经知道在讲谁了，所以呢我们不需要限定范围，我们都知道。所以在这里呢非限定的用法也很常的是一个补充说明，让你呢知道更多资讯。限定跟非限定啊，在句里面最明显的差异就是有没有逗号。比方说呢，我们说九零菜 ，Who is a famous singer? Will start her tour next week. OK, 蔡依林这个知名歌手呢，下周将开始她的巡回演出。OK, 你我呢都知道蔡依林是谁，所以呢，我们不用限定。那我们不用限定说是这个台湾的蔡依林还是日本的蔡依林，因为我们都知道这个蔡依林。注意到呢，我们关系代名词呢前面有逗号，并且呢，此时哦，我们不能够使用 that 来代换哦。所以哦，我们可以用一样的句子来看看限定跟非限定到底差别在哪边。例如呢，前面我们说的 Peter, did you talk to Peter who was at the crime scene? OK, 因为呢，我同事跟我呢，我们都认识名字叫做 Peter 的人不止一个，但是呢，我们都知道犯罪现场出现过的 Peter 是哪一位。所以呢，在这边呢，我们可以使用非限定用法，不用限定范围，因为我们都知道。但是呢，如果你不认识对方，只知道对方是一个男人哦，我们就可能会说 Did you talk to the man who was at the crime scene? OK, 这个时候就没有逗号哦，要用限定用法，因为呢，这个男人很多男人，我们不知道是哪一个男人。那注意到呢，在这边我们也可以使用 that 来代替。Did you talk to the man that was at the crime scene? 限定非限定，希望呢你也分清楚咯。
OK, so Pili, we're still talking about Pili in the article, and it says it has a record for broadcasting for longer than any other show like it. OK, an interesting word here, broadcast, that's a verb, and it's spelt B-R-O-A-D-C-A-S-T, broadcast. Let's find out a bit more.Okay, so if you ever want to work in TV, you're going to want to know this word. That's because when we broadcast something, like a TV show or a radio program, we record it and send it out around the world to people's TVs and radios. Sound confusing? Well, think about one of those old TV towers you see with the circles coming out of them.TV companies use these towers to send TV and radio shows out into the air. If you have a TV or radio at home, you might notice you have a tiny little tower on your roof or balcony. This tower catches the signal and lets you watch the TV shows at home. It's a crazy thing, but that's how TV works. So our example sentence for broadcast is, every night the TV station broadcasts the news all around the country. Every night, the TV station broadcasts the news all around the country.
Broadcast 这个动词是播送。那我们例句说呢，这家电视台每天晚上在全国播送新闻。那接着呢，我们回到文章刚刚提到的霹雳布袋戏有70个 seasons, 70 seasons,、mm-hmm. 比起其他的布袋戏影集的播送时间都来得久。I didn't even know that. Good job, Pili.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the show?
Yeah. One or two.
I think I've seen it with the puppets, right?
Yeah, but do you like them?
I don't understand it because it's in Taiwanese.
Okay.
So,
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it does look crazy. It does look crazy. Okay, so we're going to look at some more records now.
Okay.
Okay, so the next line in the article is, what's more, Taiwan holds the record for the biggest cup of bubble tea.680 liters.
This fact.
Yeah, this is one that Taiwan should win, right?
Yeah. What's more, 它可以带出呢更多的讯息，所以呢可以解释为不仅如此，还有那不仅如此，台湾还保有最大杯珍珠奶茶的记录。我们这边看到 hold 这个动词呢，它有抓捧、握抱或举行，还有保有的意思。那 hold a record 就是保有一项记录了。那到底多大杯呢？ 680 liters.
Yeah, so much, so much.
So much.
Why is it so much? Because we're talking about liters here. That's a noun, and it's spelled L-I-T-E-R, liter. Let's find out why this is so much.Okay, so a liter is something we use to measure liquids. Just like we measure how long things are with centimeters and meters, we can use liters to measure liquids, like water. So we would say 1 liter, that's about this much water, 2 liters, 3 liters, and so on. Now, you might have seen liters before.The next time you go to a 7-Eleven or a supermarket, look for one of those really big bottles of Coca-Cola, the ones that you share with your family. At the bottom of the label, you'll find a number with a big L next to it. That shows how much cola is in the bottle, how many liters are in the bottle. So a liter is quite a lot, but there is a smaller version of a liter, which is called a milliliter. So this is actually a very small amount of liquid. So we have an example sentence for liters as well. You should drink at least 2 liters of water every day. You should drink at least 2 liters of water every day.
Liter 这个字是公升，那刚刚 Seb 提到的 milliliters 那就是毫升。那这个公升呢，有的时候我们在写数学题的时候，同学们应该有发现，最后的单位我们写上 L， 那个 L 就是 liter 公升。
Mm-hmm.
那例句说呢，你每天得喝至少2公升的水，你们有做到吗、mm-hmm. Do you really drink 2 liters a day?
I never managed to drink 2 liters a day. I try. I try too.
Mm-hmm.
So, next line.、Mm-hmm. It must be great to win the award, but who could drink so much? That is a very good question. I certainly couldn't drink 680 liters of bubble tea. I think 2 liters of bubble tea would be way too much.
That's already way too much.
Do you think you could do it, Elsie?
I might be able to finish it in a week.
In a week?
Uh-huh. Give me 7 days.
So just under 100 liters a day.
Yeah. Oh, 100 liters a day? 100 liters. No. Maybe a month. Okay.
Maybe a month. Okay.
That's too crazy.
Okay.
But let's go buy one.
Yeah, let's get one. Okay.
What do you think?Yes, right?
Yes, but after the review. Let's do the review first,
okay.
And then let's chill out with some bubble tea.
Okay.
Okay, so let's check out our game now.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so are you ready for today's challenge?
What's the challenge for today?
Okay, so I'm going to be testing the words that we learnt today. We learnt 4 new words, and I'm going to be writing、mm-hmm. some different words, actually, some opposite words.
你要写不一样的、
哦。Yeah,、mm-hmm. completely different words, but I want you to not guess what these words mean. I want you to guess what their opposite is. Okay? So, for example, if I wrote black...The answer would be...
White.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what is the first word you're going to write down?
Seeing now. Right. Okay. Our first word.
Watch TV. So、when somebody is watching TV, that means somebody else is...Broadcasting,
yeah, because we broadcast a TV show、
uh-huh.
or a radio program.
And then、okay. we can receive the signal and watch TV.
Yes.
Broadcast、mm-hmm. or song.
Okay.、so this one、
D-A-
is not the exact opposite. I'll give you a clue why. Because this is an adjective and I'm looking for a verb.
Dark. 黑暗的然后你要You are looking for a verb, 你要找动词。Bright? No, bright is an adjective.
Is an adjective, right.、
那什么样的动作会让东西变成 bright?、Shine.
Shine, right.
闪耀闪烁、S-H-I-N-E, shine.
Yes, because we're giving out light, we're shining.
Right.
Or sparkling, we learned that word today as well. Okay, one more, let's do one more.
One more.
And this one is maybe a little bit challenging.
C-N-T-I, centimeter. Centimeter is 公分、cm.
Yes. What do we use centimeters for?
公分 so 1 centimeter means 1 millimeter. Is that right?
Millimeter is smaller than centimeter.
Okay.
But it's for measuring
But I said the
long
word,
things.
I said the word millimeters. So, 我们这边有一个跟 millimeter 相关的就是 liter.
Liter, yes.、Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely. Okay, right.
公升 L-I-T-E-R.
Yes. Okay, so that's all we have time for today.、so I hope you all enjoyed learning about world records and about beer.
Beer.
The beer company, yes.
And boba,、milk tea.
And boba, which speaking of which, we need to go and get our bubble tea
yes,
now.
Yes, we have、
so、
to go now.
So for A Plus English, I'm Seb.
I'm Elsie, bye.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Guinness World Records.The book that breaks records.
Since Guinness World Records started its work, Taiwan has broken many different strange and interesting records. In 2017, for example, a rainbow shone over Shirling District, Taipei, for 9 hours. The Colorful Ark appeared over Chinese Culture University. It lasted longer than any other rainbow. The previous record was only 6 hours. Taiwan's culture has also broken world records. One example is the TV puppet show Pi Li, which has over 70 seasons. It has a record for broadcasting for longer than any other show like it. What's more, Taiwan holds the record for the biggest cup of bubble tea, 680 liters. It must be great to win the award, but who could drink so much? Shine, 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 shone, shone. Even from far away, I see the lights of the city shining all night. Even from far away, I see the lights of the city shining all night. Colorful, colorful.Kelly went swimming in the lake and looked around at the colorful fish. Kelly went swimming in the lake and looked around at the colorful fish. Broadcast, 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 broadcast. Every night, the TV station broadcasts the news.All around the country. Every night, the TV station broadcasts the news all around the country. Leader, leader. You should drink at least 2 liters of water every day. You should drink at least 2 liters of water every day.
Arc, previous, puppet show, bubble tea.